When I was in fifth grade, I wanted to play the trumpet. My parents scratched together $300 for a used trumpet, the one I still play today. It was a lot of money back then. It's just a good thing I didn't play the banjo, for that may have cost the entire farm. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCrae, and as you know, I'm often traveling the nation for our American Countryside broadcasts. My family and I recently spent a weekend in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. What is there to do in Cape Girardeau? Take in a Civil War reenactment at Fort Dee.
This was a star-shaped fort. It was challenged in the Civil War.
Or the history behind the picturesque Bollinger Mill.
A beautiful structure. It's very impressive.
And the Burfordville Covered Bridge, a true Missouri treasure.
There's only four. This is the oldest.
Take the kids to the Lazy Elk Safari Park and feed a giraffe.
We have kangaroos, muntjacs, cavies, awdads, ibex, pygmy goats.
Families love the Nature Center, Discovery Playhouse, and Cape Splash, the new aquatic center. Enjoy the evening listening to one of the free concerts downtown or a Broadway show at the River Campus. Then take in the sunset on the River Bluffs at Trail of Tears State Park. There's plenty to do in
Cape Girardeau.
That's my 2- and 3-year-old. And while Cape Girardeau may be difficult for them to say or spell, it's easy for you to plan your trip. Just go to visitcape.com and have a great experience like we did in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. One of the things you'll find at the American Banjo Museum, of course, is a lot of banjos. But if you know little about the instrument, you'll probably be amazed by what you find here.
A least expensive banjo out of the jazz age for a professional was about $125. The same company sold an instrument for $1,250 that didn't sound any different. It just looked really pretty.
Johnny Beyer is the executive director of the American Banjo Museum.
The banjos in our collection have got a very distinct commodity value. They have established values just like stock or any other collectible. Some of our banjos start around $3,000. They end up around $35,000 in general, but then we've got some very special banjos go all the way up to about $175,000 in our collection.
You may ask, exactly what does a $175,000 banjo look like?
Our most valuable banjo is a very simple-looking banjo that was made by Gibson back in 1937, but coincidentally it has all of the musical tool elements, the sound elements that today's banjo player, particularly in bluegrass, is looking for. Construction features that are the holy grail of banjos right now.
In fact, most of the second floor of the museum displays the wide range of valuable, decorative, and sometimes very expensive banjos.
Our museum is aimed particularly at people who know nothing about the banjo. They may be curious about where it came from and why someone would devote 21,000 square feet in downtown Oklahoma City to telling its story.
It's a museum devoted to an instrument that mirrors the history of our nation. Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.